A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 4th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stobe.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the mobile registration exercise for Zimbabwean citizens, which kicked off today ahead of the 2018 general elections.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voaindebele.com, and www.voashona.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the mobile registration exercise, which started throughout the country today.
The exercise will last until the 30th of November 2017 and is in preparation for the 2018 harmonized elections.
Registrar General Tobaiwa Mudede said the registration exercise is being carried out in all provinces of the country and will enable citizens to acquire birth and death certificates and identity cards, as well as verify their papers if the ones they have already are machine readable.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Ye, abasanda ukusixhuma zulukandaba, lamhla sixoxa ke ngohlelo lohlangothi lukahulumende olwe-Registrar General, osolukhona khonangapho ke emaphandleni lendaweni ezijiyeneyo emadolobheni. Uhlelo lolu ngolokuthi abantu bathole izithupha, bathole lencwadi zokuzalwa lokunye okujiyeneyo ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho lomnyaka ozayo. Ye, sizwile ke abanye besithi ke sokumele ukuthi abantu babe lezithupha zamaphepha lokuthiwa ngama-plastic identity cards, ukwezithi bayenelise ukubhalisa kugwala lokuvota. Kodwa ke uRita Makarau, yena ongumgcini sihlalo we-ZEC, uthi hayi akunjalo. Nxa ukuthi isithupha sakho sezenge sisebenza, ungasebenzisa ukwenza ukuthi uregister kuloko kuthiwa i-biometric voting exercise. So ke libe kwazi khonokho ukuthi nxa isithupha sakho sasebenza, lokho esisebenza ukuthi ubhalise egwaleni loliyana. Kodwa ke kukhanya ngazani kukhona ongani kuyahlupha ngokubhalisa lokhu Blessing. Ngazani kuloku ubhadalisana okuthize kule mali okumele uzikhiphe lapha lalapha. So abantu bakhonana nje.
Wonguka hama wadiwa nasi, tada kuti tinge tichitarisa nezvechirongwa chatanga nasi chekuti vanhu vose vakwanise kuenda kuno tora zvitupa zvitsva, kune vamwe vane zvitupa zvisinganyatsoverengeke zviya, vanofanira kuti vaende vopuwa zvimwe zvitsva. Asi sekutaura kwatakaita nasachigaro weZimbabwe Electoral Commission amai Rita Makarau, vane zvitupa zverata vari kunzi munokwanisa kuvhota, vaivo futi vanonzi maaliens, vamwe vanoda kuti mabvakure kudaro daro, vakati ivavo pamutemo vanokwanisa kunge vachienda kunovhota. Ndekudaro vateereri takunzwa kuti maenda here kuti muende kuhofisi yamudzviti iri kufamba munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana, ichiita kuti vanhu vakwanise kunge vachivhota. Pane vamwe vanga vava kuchema chema kuti vanenge vari kusangana nezvimbinga mpinyi zvakasiyana siyana. Tida kuti mutiudze kuti zvii zvamuri kuona, uye vamwe vari kuti zvinhu zvacho Gibbs kunzima zviri kudhura. Mari yacho yavari kunzi vabhadhare nenge yakati wandei, vari kuti kode zvadii zvangopuwa vanhu pachena. Asi pari zvino vanhu vari kunzi vabhadhare, saka ndo zviripo. Vanhu vari kunzi munokwanisa kutora mabirth certificates, munokwanisawo kutora zvitupa, vaya vasina zvitupa kuti igadziriro yesarudzo dzichazoya dzegore rinoya, nekuti haukwanisi kuti uende unonyoresa usina chitupa. Saka mukana urupa wavanhu kwemwedzi mitatu iyi kuti ukwanise kuita sei kunonyoresa kuti ungochivhota Gibbs.
Yes, yabona ke kule ncwadi lapho ibhalwe Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights abakhuluma ngakhona kuBlessing, ku-mobile clinic ekhona ngale Epworth. Bathi kona ukuthi uguqule lokho kuthiwa yi-alien ID ukuze uthole EIT yeZimbabwe $50. $50 uzuyithola mfowethu ngani kuzima kakhulu. Nxa walahla isithupha ke blessing lalelozwe $15 nxa ukuthi walahla isithupha sakho. Kuzobuya ke $5 nxa ukuthi ufuna i-birth certificate, birth certificate yakho. Nxa ukuthi uleminyaka e-6 years usiyaphezulu. So $5 khona apho nxa ufuna i-birth certificate. Kuzobuya ke ukuthi nxa wena usiya tshintsha isithupha sakho kumbe kungakhanyi izenge lakho ukuthi libhalweni. So kumele uhambe lomzali wakho. Nxa ungala mzali kumbe isihlobo eseduze kakhulu awutholi lutho. So khonokho lakho bathi hayi kungazani kawuhambe ngemfanelo. Kuzobuya njalo lokuthi i-birth certificate yakho nxa sindala kakhulu ungasakhanya amabala kompana. Bathi ke kumele ukhiphe $5. So kule mali eziningi-ningi sibe zikhitshwayo lapha ngoba kungani i-registrar general. Ngayidinga imali phela mzali.
Yes, Gibbs, I think we have our first guest. That is the National Director of the Zimbabwe Election Support Network, ZESIN, Mrs. Rindai Chipfunde-Vava. Mrs. Chipfunde-Vava, good evening.
Good evening.
And thank you for joining us.
Thank you, too, for the opportunity afforded to me to speak with you.
Thank you so much. Now this process is started. Mrs. Chipfunde-Vava, what message do you want to send to Zimbabweans?
The message is that Zimbabweans should take the opportunity to get mobilized, to go out in numbers and also register. But of course, we are concerned with the high cost of replacement of the IDs. It is really costly. You know, if it is for the purposes of voting, I think there should be consideration to reduce the cost, because it's not willingly that people are going to replace these IDs. And particularly also for the aliens, you know, they've been deprived of the opportunity to exercise the right to vote. So I think some of these documents should be given for free. And the way they need to pay, particularly maybe they've lost, the fees should be reduced. You know, there are economic hardships in Zimbabwe. It is difficult for most people to afford to get transport, even to get money, and even to feed for themselves. So I think there should be consideration to make sure that these IDs are affordable.
Now, when we look at some of these issues, it seems as if this is normally done towards elections. Why is the government always doing that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If it is for the purpose of elections, I think there should be free participation. It seems it is a way of trying to deprive some people from the right to vote. So if it is done especially towards elections, it's like it's a deliberate purpose to make sure that some people are not going to be able to exercise the right to vote. So that's what I'm saying. They should be affordable and possibly given for free so that everybody participates freely without fear, favor, or without any obstruction from participating from elections.
But the Office of the Registrar General, Mai Chipfunde-Vava, might argue that it also needs money to process these IDs and to ensure there are no delays.
But I think it's a national duty. Quite honestly, if the country and the government is interested for its people to exercise the right of vote, the citizens to participate, why can't they harmonize the processes to make sure that when ZEC goes out, like what we saw in Zambia, they were going together, moving together in teams. There was a desk for registration, issuance of IDs, and at the next desk, then you can register. So that is done simultaneously. That way it can also save the cost. It reduces the cost. And I don't know why they are doing it in parallel. Otherwise, it is even also going to confuse the voters. Some of them, especially in the rural areas, where there is no adequate information, don't think if they have gone to register to get IDs, it's a similar kind of process. They're going to be taken photographs. So to them, they might think it's voter registration. So I think there should be harmonization of the two processes so that there is no confusion of the voters. And they should make it easier. Go closer to them, but done simultaneously so that people don't get confused.
That's an interesting proposal. I think we'll come back to that as well. Gibbs, I think we have another guest.
Yes, we've got Ellen Shiriedenga, who's the organizing secretary of the MDC, led by Professor Walshman Ngobe. Miss Shiriedenga, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Keith, and good evening, listeners. By the way, I'm not the organizing secretary. I'm the director for planning, strategy, and implementation.
Good
so
change there.
About that.
Good change. I actually denigrated your post, so I'm sorry for that. Eh?
No, that's okay.
Yeah. So now tell us, what were your observations in terms of this RG's office outreach program?
We haven't observed much, save to say the process seems to be done in secrecy. You know, would have expected that such a huge program would command a lot of publicity, but then there isn't much information, save for what is being circulated on WhatsApp. And maybe, probably, it was advertised in the press, but however, there are few Zimbabweans that have access to newspapers. So I feel there are huge challenges with the issue of publicity. However, with the information that we got on the ground was to say that mainly to those, you know, those permanent registration offices, these temporary mobile ones, but the permanent registration offices that are in the districts. We only got information with regards to the uptake, you know, of the events today. For instance, we're told that in some places, quite a number of people were turned away, like in Mount Pleasant Registry Offices, Mabvoko, and Kwazana Registry Offices. They were turned away. Those that required new IDs were turned away because they were asked to pay $10 and each. And however, most of them, since as though they didn't have that amount of money. So that was the other problem. And the other thing is, I'm told that Machipisa Registry Offices, the machinery encountered technical challenges, and as a result, no IDs were issued out. So basically, that's the challenge which is there. And my fear is, you know, as much as we welcome this exercise, but for starters, it is come rather too late. You know, given that. We are expecting that the voter registration process shall begin as around October as proposed by ZEC. So we feel that, you know, that this process, if it's not synchronized, if the Registrar General's office does not coordinate his activities with ZEC, we feel there's going to be chaos and confusion amongst the electorate. For example, we're talking of, for instance, the first voters, and most of them, they don't have IDs, and they're hoping that they'll use this exercise, this mobile registration exercise to access the IDs. But then because there isn't much publicity, and also the fact that there is no coordination with that, there are chances that the dates might clash. And maybe, for instance, in some areas, that would come earlier than the registrar people. What it means is that at the end of the day, the prospective voters, because they wouldn't be having IDs then, they won't be able to register. And the time that the time the register offices comes to them, that people they've gone. So those people would actually would miss out on the registration process. So I agree with the previous caller that there is need for synchronization. And surely, in terms of cost as well, it would have been cheaper to have sort of a one-stop shop, you know, where people can actually get birth certificates, IDs, their ID cards, and also at the time register as voters. You know, that could all be done on the same day at the same place. So really, for me, I think the problem is there is no coordination between ZEC and this office.
Thank you.
And also, the publicity, there's not much publicity.
Thank you very much.
And for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the mobile registration exercise that started throughout the country today, being organized by the Registrar General's Office. Tinemterere rudu kutanga hava namo goronga magadi.
Tiripo magadi wakuru.
Aiwa, tiripo wa goronga murugubi.
Diriku South Africa.
Muruku South Africa. Aiwa, tipeo pfungwa zenyu wanu watanga kunyoresu kwa kufota. Ima musu kunyoresu anditi. Asi sema onere muri kuti vechidika vavanzo nyorese vanenge vasina zvitupa chinopa kudaro.
Vanongozvitorera ngoti zvino zvanga zvisina kukosha asi nokuda kwenhamo yatiri kusangana nayo neyava vakuona vaiko zvino. Tinoona vechidiki vakangwara vanenge vati vhurike fungwa. Vanenge vava kutoita zvokutoti vachitobvisa nyaya iyoyo zvichitongoperirana kamwe kamwe.
Tichi tarisawo pa nezviri kutaurwa nevamwe vamwari kuti mari dzacho dzinobhadharwa dzinoti dhurei nekudaro ngazviitwe pachena. Munowirirana here nepfungwa idzodzo?
Ino kana zvadero zvinonetsa kuti titi varegere. Ngatingoti kana vanenge vangokwanisa vanayo ivavo ngavachitongobhadhara mari iyoyo vachitongowana zvitupa zvacho kuitira kuti vachitoziva kuti pokuvhotera pacho ndepapi.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vagoronga nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Regai ndingokurudzirawo vashoma-shoma vaviri vatatu kuda pamwe mukande pamukanda.
Taurai zvenyu.
Ndanga ndichida kuti kuzaka sendera constituency kumasvingo uko. Muwadhi 18 ngatikungava vese vechidiki varimo. Nofunga ndakatombobvako panguva yatipfuure ava tikatomboti kuhomedzanei kuti zvisapotsa ndomukana wedu ndopokutanga nokupedzisira. Kana tatokundikana ipapa zvokwadi nhamo yedu tichapedzira takutorumwa nemagarikuni.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru.
Zvakanaka, imwe neusiku hwakanaka.
Nemiwo tinotenda zvikuru. You heard there from our first caller, Mr. Namo Goronga. Gibbs is urging the youth, especially to go and register. He's saying the majority of them do not have IDs. So he's saying this is their last chance to do something meaningful.
So let's turn to the to Ms. Chifunde Vava. So now, Chifunde Vava, when we look at some of these issues concerning, you know, getting IDs, getting, you know, birth certificates and all those kind of things, what is the problem, really? Why are Zimbabweans struggling to get them?
I know, to get a birth certificate, the first problem is the location. They are issued to the district offices. And most people, they don't have the money for transport and also to pay for those documents. Then, secondly, there is also the issue of requirements where you need to go to witnesses, your relatives, your parents. So it is also adding to the cost for those birth certificates. And there is no that some people live for less than $1 a day in Zimbabwe. And with this economic hardships, which I've mentioned before, it's well above the reach of many people. They can't afford. So that's why I was saying this is an opportunity for people to get these documents since the Registrar General is going to the communities close by to where they are. And perhaps they should waiver the fees for these people because not everyone can afford. So those are the challenges. And there's, you know, some communities like in Matabele land, they've lost their families due to the Kukura Hundi. So you do have lots of people in those communities without these important documents, and it's so problematic.
And let's go back to Mrs. Shiredenga. What are you doing as opposition parties to ensure that word reaches your supporters that it's that time of the year?
what we have been doing as the MDC is we have embarked on a voter education program. Mm-hmm. We've alerted all our members in all provinces, and our director of elections, they are the ones that are spearheading those programs. We have produced flyers, which are, for example, our Ndebele hashtag, which is Valangibetu, mm-hmm. and then the Shona one, which is Voters Refile. Mm-hmm. So what we are saying in those flyers, we are encouraging people to go and register to vote and giving them the reasons why they should register. And also we have listed the requirements that are needed for one to register to vote. So that is our voter education drive. And also we have informed them that there is the for those that have that don't have IDs, and that we have informed them that there is they should expect mobile voter registration exercise. And mm-hmm. what we are doing now is we've got our elections directorate being responsible for compiling the list, the program for voter register. For citizenship registration centers. Once we have put together those programs, then we'll be able to send them to our respective districts and alert them on the days of which the registrar general of people will be available. So basically, this is what we are doing to encourage our people. But mm-hmm. then, of course, there are challenges out there, because in what we're doing is in terms of accessing that information, like I said earlier on, we expect this kind of information to be readily available, you know, not just circulated on social media, not everyone, not even, we've got quite a number of people that are in rural areas. They don't have access to internet. They don't have access to WhatsApp or Facebook. So we're trying by all means to actually engage the registrar general's offices to actually assist in that regard, because clearly there is no publicity. And what it means, if there's no publicity, a lot of people miss out. Earlier on, the previous speaker spoke about the challenges which people are facing, which make them not to access those ideas. You know, this is one of them. You know, we're talking about, for example, a rural constituency. You know, mm-hmm. in the rural constituency, we'll talk about the registration center will be maybe 30 or 40 kilometers away. And what it means is that the people that are within that radius, they find it difficult to actually to get transport to travel to those centers. So this is the challenges that people are facing. And if what we are saying is these mobile registration centers should be accessible to the people, this is why it would have been prudent for the Registrar General's office to avail those registration centers on time so that people are mobilized accordingly. But if then everything is seems to be shrouded in secrecy, and we wouldn't want a situation. For example, the Registrar General only announced it last week. Uh-huh. And 7 days down the line, then he says, no, the process is starting. And can we be able to actually inform the people that are in rural areas that don't have access to radio, that don't have access to newspapers? So that's the challenge that we are facing. But uh-huh.
Thank you. We'll come back to you. And Gibbs.
Yeah, we've got a message from a caller who doesn't want to be identified. Ubhale ulobela phake ngesintu isindebele. Uthi salibonani ngicela lingaqambi ibizo lami. Kanti nxa beza kuthi usiya thatha isitupa ubuye lomzali wakho, nxa siwabhubha ngiyamthatha ngapi? Ibuqili lobo. Ngiyabonga. So this guy is saying, you know, if you've got a parent who died, mm-hmm. so who do you take to the registration center? Because, mm-hmm. you know, there's no way that you can have a dead parent accompanying mm-hmm. you to the registration center. So mm-hmm. he says, what should I do?
And if you have a panofana kuya, but you have a witness,
but at the end of the day, I think mm-hmm. this is a very pertinent question, mm-hmm. which maybe needs to be answered by
maichipunde vava manzwa zvataurwa apo munogona kupindura here
wangu pakadaro ndopa nyango chinzuka uye nama anko wako wana babankuru babambiki sekuru kana kuti wana tete vanenge vachiziva kuti wakazvarwa rini wakazvarwa papi kuita mawitness kana vanhu vanenge vachinge varipo pavanenge wakazvarwa saka chinza tongotarisa ivo vana baba mbiki vana tete vana mainini vanenge vane hukama hwepadhuze hwekuti vanobva vati hongu tine chokwadi chokuti mwana uyu akazvarwa nguva iyoyo nezuva rakati vachinge vari mawitness pazviri kana pasina witness zvinonetsa hazviti kuti ungoenda ungonopiwa birth certificate uri wega
yes yekushiri yetenga yes yekushiri yetenga ngesintu kuhlupa kanganani ematebeleleni loku nxa kuthiwa buya lo mzali umzali usiwabhubha njalo nxa umzali wayengelasitupha phela so kuvele kuhamba njani khonapho
ende yindaba vele ehluphayo nale kakhulu ngoba qalisa ukuthi kumele sikhangelisise ukuthi nxa vele umuntu esiyathatha isithupha kumele ebe le-birth certificate yikho kokuqala and kuba nzima especially ngapha emathebheleleni kuzohamba kotsholotsho nkayi la kubolupani lapho abazali abaningi abafake bulawa yindaba zegugrawundi and wawunanzelela ukuthi igugrawundi ayingathatha abazali kuphela ayithatha lesi hlobo ivini iseduzane so endabeni ezinjalo kuba nzima ukuthi umntwana ebesezathi okay ngifuna ukuyathatha i-birth certificate akula mzali akula malume akula gogo ozakhonfirm ukuthi hhalo njani ngumzukulwami so ngenye indaba sibile naleyo okuthi even ngiyakhumbula even ephalamenti ithink nge-honorable Khuphi okwayebuza uchombo wathi minister chombo kwenziwani ngendaba yabantu bemathebheleleni ngoba indaba lezele iyahlupha kakhulu kumele ilungisise and futhi sozakhangela ukuthi elunye udubo olukhona yokuthi abantwana ngapha futhi babuya uze umntwana ole 3 months 4 months bebuye iphongo lethwa ezele eSouth Africa ngabomalaita umama useSouth Africa wahamba wahamba ubaba womntwana kawaziwa so esikhathini esinjalo ngezinye iindaba ezihluphayo kakhulu ukuthi unjani abantwana bethole ama-birth certificate and nxa umntwana engela-birth certificate kuphinda kube nzima futhi ukuthi ethole ilokhu zen isithupha so ngezinye izinto zona lezi ezihluphayo and futhi ikakhulu into ade ikhuluma ngovazi ukuthi kuyabe sokufuneka ama-witnesses yebo ama-witnesses akhona sometimes ama-witnesses abe khona uzothiwa omunye obulawayo kumbe omunye usenkayi kumbe omunye usematopo khona ngale so abantu laba sokumele bedingele imali yebhasi begade bebuye bezoncedisa umntu lo ukuthi ethole isithupha but sesizakhangela ukuthi enye inkinga sibili esiyibonayo ukuthi khona vele emahofisini abo-register general abantu labana vele ngabantu labantu abakhwabithi khangana abakhwabithi umsebenzi wabo ngoba umuntu even i-issue e-straight forward eclear ukuthi no umuntu lo kumele yenze lokhu lalokhu ukuthi approve isithupha sakhe they'll complicate into yona le umuntu sezachithe chithe inyanga yonke kuze kuze kubeke waste imali le so ngezinye izinto ezihluphayo okunye futhi ngikhuluma ukuthi mina on my part mina for instance umama ngweMozambique and the citizen wazalelwa lapha kobulawayo wakhulela lapha kazake fike eligqobe leMozambique yangkhona but he's considered as an alien so ngezinye izinto uthe esiya renounce i-citizenship yakhe kwamthatha kumbe umnyaka etshitsha from kobulawayo esiye eharare kobulawayo esiye eharare so finally after a long struggle yikho athola khona isithupha sakhe esi-right ukuthi la yevunyile ukuvota so sizabona ukuthi asibovoti kulalaba abanye ama-zimbabweans that are still considered as aliens and for them ukuthi be-renounce i-citizenship yabo yena le eMozambique kumbe eMalawi kumbe eZambia kuyahlupha it's a long process and because ngize ezinye izinto ezinqabela abantu ukuthi bengatholi isithupha
yes yabonga kakhulu-ke ntombi endala lapho-ke ubambe ungekhatshana so she was saying that you know this is a very critical question for people in Matabeleland especially those areas like Lupane and others where there was this cook-around thing you know so she says parents and relatives would have been killed and you know relatives maybe some of them are in Matopo some in Lower Gweru and for you to bring them together is very difficult And he says the other problem is we've got some children that are brought from South Africa by parents who live in South Africa. So now to have a witness in that case is difficult. So that's why kids end up without any birth certificates and so forth. So, and then she ended up by saying that her mother is Mozambican, and her mother took a lot of time before she was granted a local ID. You know, she says to renounce that Mozambican kind of, you know, citizenship, and then being given a new ID is an uphill task. So I think there's a problem there.
Of course, there are some who are following us on Facebook. Tada kubana pfees nezvi. Tinoti munhu ati ndiri kupi. Nqobile Nantha Kashava ari kuti I'm always disappointed with people from Matabeleland for still supporting ZANU PF. But this platform, of course, is for just registering to vote. Tafadzwa Matlengobe says, listening from Botswana. Thank you, Tafadzwa. Then we have Refine Nema, listening from Gweru. Thank you, Imimi Muye Kuzovota Futi. I want to kuya Nqobile. Okay, we read, this is the second one. He wrote, all Zimbabweans around the world, now it's time to change our nation. Let's get ready for registration. The regime must go. Godfrey Kurawone says, Zek is behind time. I don't think they will manage to use BVR next year. Then Patrick Munyaradzi says, please stream live Shona sessions. Tiri kuzvinzwa mukoma Patrick. Regai tiende kune mumwe muteereri ari parunhare. Vamidzi, makadii?
Makadiiwo zvei?
Aiwa, tiripo. Vamidzi, muri kupi?
Tiri kuJohannesburg, muSouth Africa.
Okay. Tipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu. Mune chitupa here kana kuti?
Ya, chitupa ndinacho, chitupa ndinacho. Ndikati nyaya yatinayo kuno kuSouth Africa ndekuti tatova padanho riri nani repamusoro. Takaronga ma WhatsApp group ekuti titaure nyaya dzinenge dzichiitika kumba. Saka takakurudzira, tiri kukurudzirana tese kuti tofanira kuti tiende kumusha. Asi dambudziko rataita sekuti tasangana naro manje nderekuti kwakudiwa kuenda kumusha rutatu. Tati wekutanga tikunzi tiende kunotsvaka kune vasina zvitupa avo kuti vaende kunopiwa zvitupa vodzoka vozoenda zvekunoregista vodzoka vozoenda kunovhota. Asi vakawanda vari kuratidza kuti vane chido chekuti vachazviita izvozvo sezvokuenda kumusha unoregista kuvhota zvesine kupiwa zvitupa. Then kune ndambonzwa muchitaura nyaya yevasina zvitupa kumusha uku kuti chikonzero munozva zvasiyana nakare. Kare waiti kana ukatora chitupa chako waitora chitupa kuti unozva kuti uda kuzovhura akaunti, uda kuzopinda basa, uda kuzoshandisa chitupa pakudai pakudai. Zvino izvi zvinezvi manje chitupa hongu chakakosha, asi munhu ari kukura zvino haaoni kukosha kwacho wozaana paanochishandisa andimaona. Ndiko kuzongodiwa kuvhota after 5 years ndo paanozonda kwakuzvitupa chitupa chitupa. Ndingati ndo nyaya iri kukonzeresa zvitupa kuti zvinge vazhinji vange vasina kana chido chekutora. Uyezve mari chai chaiyo kuti haawani kuti abvise $10 zvekunotora chitupa haana kwaanomboiwana.
Haiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Vamidzi.
Ndinotenda neni zvikuru.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs, would you have that?
Iye, ndo munumzana ke Nkomo Mwecingwani lapa pava Nkomo kunjani?
Nyepela njani?
Ai, sipile kakhulu. Posa akombe mavili matatu kunapo ke sizwe pava Nkomo.
Ye kona bekulula baba ukuthi abantu benibe zama ID. Ngezigaba ngizakhuluma Thebeleni nemigendi lapha engiyazikhona kakhulu. Ngezigaba silabo sebhuka ngithi. Bosebhuku yiba abazi abantu ukuthi lapha ngikhumbula ngo-83 izamina le eyenze thupa manje ibulala abantu. Ngomunye wakhona wasurvivor ngiyakwazi mami lapha mbona amangcuba amane abalwa izana. So bekufuze osebhuku ngezigaba ngezigaba benikeze ama-powers ukuthi kube yibo ababhalela abantu izincwadi ukuthi bethathiswa ama-ID. Akwaso nto enzima vele kungabi lama-questions ngoba izanu iyabulala abantu bakithi abaningi. Abantwana abanye balapha abalazithupha izanu yike kwaziyo konke khona lokho. Bese ngikhala inyembezi ngikhalela abantu bemidlezi emathibeni abavotela izanu ngendlela eyasibulala ngakhona. Abantwana abanye bazelwe lapha eSouth Africa abalama ID abaningi kakhulu ukukhuluma ngohlelo lwayizulu yakhona uhlelo okhuluma ngale barrier laphana. Aso youth adila phana kuyesabeka abaningi abalathupha bengikhuluma labo. So ayilula le ndaba ngoba ngabe izami iya understand uhlupho lolu ngabe ndimidlenze ema-trend ayini ukuthi beyikhampena ngokuqiwa babenzayo bebulala abantu bakithi.
So kodwa ke nxa abantu befuna izithupha ke bese goli ubona zani ngahanjiswa njani
ngudula nakho babuye bezofaka lapha abantu bethatha izithupha yi vela abantu besuphayo intelula kakhulu leyo babuye bezofakela lapha bethatha ama best 30 bethathe nama ID akunanto zenzima obe mabengafundi abafake ibhoda khonapho abantu bezihambe bethathe bezibuyele lapha asonto vele nzima ukuthi uthi umuthi engathi isinto emuva thina sisila kobe sebhuku that's why angithi asikamelwa futhi past 7 years akusila muntu esimele emadiweni nemithini lento okuthiwa ngocouncil lento okuthiwa ama-MP lento okuthiwa ngosebhuku lezinduna yikho kufize kudlala imisebenzi yonke layo but ngendlela yokuthi into ezimele izanwa ntiyabona angeke bekwenze ngoba esaba ukuthi bekwenze khona lokhu challenge very strong bengabancenge ephalamente laphana ukuthi mbuthiwa ngisebenzela izanu ngangena ngangizacotshwa bekhuluma iqiniso into ephilayo abantu bayathatha izithupha
awuboni ke inkomo sibongele kakhulu khona ngapho-ke egoli ungadinela kusasa baba
ya siyabonga baba
yeah that is Mr. Nkomo is South Africa you are saying that you know Crowley should actually be given some kind of permission to write letters to the RG's office because they know people in their locality, you know?
I think they are allowed to do that.
So that they can actually recommend and all those kind of things. Yeah, so he says maybe that is very feasible and maybe if it is being done right now, that's the way to go.
I think they are part of the witnesses. Todzoka kwamuri amai rindai chifunde vava. Pane zvangashitaurwa namai Shiriedenga pakuti dzidziso inenge isina kunyatsoti irikufambiswa zvakanaka imi munoshandawo sei nezek ndakambotaura namai makarau nemusi wechishanu vachiti munomboita musangano muri kushanda zvakanaka here uye munopindawo here pakudzidzisa vanhu
nefriday kwakaita workshop yakainvita 30 organizations kuita voter education ipapo ndopa takabva tapiwa netsamba yekuakreditwa kuti tite voter education asi tinge takakurudzira kuti tsamba iyi dai yakauya kudhara ndiyatinonoke uyezve dai tikavha period yokuti kusvika election pane kutite periodic saka chishuro chedu ndechekuti dai maorganizations akawandawo anokwanisa kuakreditwa aita kuti titimuonera pamwe nekuti the country is so big it needs all our hands coming together to work kuti tite information giving information dissemination nokubatsira zekunoti nguva sezvataura mai Shirichena yatopera vanhu akawanda havana information nekuziva kuti even program yezvitupa chii chinodiwa marequirements ezvitupa chii chinodiwa marequirements ekuti varegiste uyezve chichanetsa ndechekuti shambadzo yekuti madays acho vachatangisa rini iwo hatisati tanawo saka zvei zvakatorema chero patiri tizive kuti toti vanhu ndamuregista kupi musi wani information yacho iyoyo haisati yavapo saka zvinotinetsei kuti tinge tichishambadza noti iko zvino tine inadequate information hatisati tava neroad map ekuziva kuti zvinguva zvacho zvichatangisa rini zvinenge zvichiitika kupi maprovince api saka iyo information iri necessary nokuti ipapa patingangokurudzira vanhu toenda unovhota but vasingazivi kuti zvotangisa musi wani uyezve kupi izvinenge zvichitinetsei saka zvazidai specific information iyo voter information inenge iri available uyezve takakurudzira kuti zeki nokushanda kwanenge vachiita nemamwe maorganizations inge tichishandisa mametodologies akawanda kumatelevision pamaradio mapamphlets oitwa translated into malocal languages ese kuitira kuti vanhu vange vachikwanisa kunzwisisa nokusvika kumamarginalized groups kwese kumaruwa kumafarming communities uyezve vese vanhu vanenge vakaremara vanhu vanenge vachishupikana kuti tiri cheall macorners of the country kuitira kuti vanhu vazive chirongwa chochichi as I said before this is a unique opportunity hatisati tambozviona kuti tinonzi tangisai kuregista fresh saka zvaa zvakanaka kuti vanhu varegiste nokuti kana vasina kuregista hakwanisi kuvhota saka ioppotunity yekuti dai tese taita and go out in numbers so that we'll be able to exercise our right to vote
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru manyatsojekesa zvakanaka Gibbs
right so we've got some messages on Facebook Blessing one of the guys is Innocent Ndenda he says hey post Ndenda I'm watching you from New York guys can I have your phone number so if you are listening there Innocent Ndenda here is the number 202-619-2077 post Ndenda again 202-619-2077 And then next one, Chingwena says, I'm watching you guys from Durban, South Africa. And then we've got a question from Chris Gera, who says, when will be the elections exactly next year? So I think there's no date as yet.
Mm-hmm.
So Chris, no date as yet, so maybe stay tuned. And then we've got Max Manika says, you guys, I'm watching you from California. Call us, Max. Let's hear what you can say about this kind of a program. See how we mama she did oh kumbe nga hapo ikuwe wathi ntate ke kuloba bomoyo lapha osecingweni sike sime kancane kutwa umoyo ucingo lwakhe ungaluqhumekile so ke siya kushiri etenga mama uzakhona
khona
yeah so wonibona ngazani ke okungcono okwenziwa ngukhulumende ukuze abantu bethole izithupha endaweni izena lezo midlands kuze buya imathebele likakhulu lapho kuhlupa khona iudaba loko kula hondi kwenziwa njani konoko
udaba lo mina I think we suggesting ekhulunyiweyo ngomunye ubaba delalele lapho ukuthi ngacela usabhuku ngoba usabhuku labo yibabazi abantu abahlala esigabeni and they can work as commissioner of oath. So ambona ukuthi kungahlupha usabhuku ngiyokwazi abantu bakhe le ngenye into sibile engancedisa kakhulu and ikakhulu futhi enye kakhulu ukuthi ama requirements abo imali zona lezi ezifunekalayo I think okuyamele kwenzakale ngokuthi kathi si process le ye BVR it's a new process and umuntu wonke as we are concerned akula umuntu okuvota through so kumele kukhitshwe ama $10 zona la in fact ngabe bebethi cost recovery bebe charge ukubidola kumbe $2 to recover ama cost abo abe setshenziswa ukuthi be print ama is two personalities. So ngibona ingani nezinye izinto ezingayenzakala ezinazo. And okunye okuqhakathekileyo ukuthi yona i-registrar's office ayikizinike isikhathi ngoba mina ngokubona kwami i-program leyi iyagijima ngoba bayigijimisa kakhulu. Ngoba anti bathi izaphela ngu-end of November which is about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
3 months abanyeke bayibhodile izwi ngoba we are talking of 210 constituencies for instance. And amanye ama-constituencies bale radius maybe 180 kilometers. So kutsho ukuthi within i-constituency eyi-1 kuyakumele kube lama-registration centers kumbe maybe ayi-10 kumbe 11 ukuze abantu bonke benjani bekwanise ukufinyelela lapho kuyabe kule-registration center yakhona.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as kule process lay but akukhanyelisi ikakhulu ngaku-progressethi program yabo kathesi ikakhulu ebantwini bemathebheleleni kakwenzi ukuthi kube lesikhathi eside ngoba ngapha yikho kulabantu abaningi aba-affected kakhulu.
Mm-hmm.
Ngoba into enye for your own information. Besisiza ukuthi uhlelo lolu belusenzakale andike kwavuka umthinde emarangi iminyanga eziphelile ngendaba zokurejistisa. Uhlelo lolu uqalise kudala. Kwamanye kubomzara abantu lamanye ama-national and provinces, this registration process it is iyaqalisa kudala. Kathesi nje kho abakhuluma abasebekhuluma ngakho ukuthi hhayi nokulo hlelo lolu but kwezinye indawo sokuyenzakile. So they should give us i-opportunity umuntu wonke ngaku-register bengagijimisi abantu ngoba nxa sikhangela komndeni i-challenge ekhona yokuthi mina ngike ngaba lesihlo kade funa ukurejisteyara. We took umuntu low about over a month ukuthi ethole isithupha eke hambe emakombe bekutshethi hhayi namhla sithatha abantu abayi-40 kuphela inambi sigwanile eke
hambe
ngathonga e-Market Square bemtshele same story as well. Umuntu e-teacher every day kumbe kwenina bemtshele ukuthi hayi umtshina sufile
ye wathi sikubamba umlomo kancane sikubamba umlomo sokulo baba umama lapho secingweni sithi qhakha ngaye sibonte ngathini mamoyo ukhona ecingweni
mina ngikhona
sabona ibizo mbani mama
mina ibizo lami ngosinqobile
yebo singobile moyo kunjani khona apho lapho khona
mna bebona ngani khona lokho kwezithupha imithetho le abayifakayo emningi leyi ngabe bayayisusa kwenzela ukuthi bona laba abantu abaningi abangalazi isithupha bethole isithupha bayenelise ukwenza izinto zabo ababefisa ukuzishisa ngoba bafisa ukuvota bayenelise ukuvota ngoba bafisa ukwenza neza ngoba baningi abantwana abangelazi isithupha labanye abantu abadala abahluphekayo abangalazi isithupha so bengafaka imithetho eminingi izimali zenezi abanye abantu vele imali kabalayo ama-$50 wona lawo kuzaba nzima ukuthi bathole izithupha
wena umenjani ulazi isithupha kodwa
ye mina nilazo
ma
njengoba ngisizwa kuthiwa zena lezi esilazo zisesenziwa sokumele sitshintshe so sokumele ukuthi sithole zena lezi ezamarabha sokuyamela sifake imali
ye ukuthi intshintsho yangkhona akhanye kahle kodwa kungazani ezezenge lazo ziyasebenza ulazi isithupha sezenge hayi kukhanye kungazani siyabe sisebenza kodwa-ke kwamele udingisise kuhle enxa ngacina ngilitshele ongayisikho
oright
kodwa baningkangananani abantu khona ngapho-ke abahlutshwa ludaba lokuthi isithupha bahlule kuzithatha ngoba abalabazali into ezinjalo ebubi khonapho kume njani
abanye abantu vele kabalabazali abanye balabazali ngabantwana kathe sibabe behamba besiya kobhotswana uthole ukuthi umntwana aselama-20 something years angazange athatha isithupha kodwa ibhethe layo
kwenziwa kuyini khonokho
basuka behambe okunye thina lapho esikhona vele ama-ofisi sikhathana lawo kuba nzima ukuthi abantwana behambe ema-ofisi ngoba vele i-problem zimali
o imali yokuthi ugade so kodwa ungakhuthaza abantu ukuthi benzeni ke mamayo nxa sukhangele ukuthi ukubhalisa khonoku ukuthi bazuza ama-ID yabo
hayi abalezithupha mina bakhuthaza ukuthi abahambe bethatha izithupha ukuze balungisa izinto ezihluphayo ngokusweleka kwezithupha khona lokhu
kodwa khona ngapho bathini ihhofisi ka-registrar general bababuya yini khonapho
ukubuya abangakhulumi lutho but ukubuya nxa sebefanele babuye kutho ubo bazabuya esikolo
yebo kodwa osabhuku-ke basebenzani nxa sikhangela udaba lolo
eminyakeni siyasibona osebhuku nxa kuthathwa zena lezi zithupha osebhuku babe belokhuza bebhalela abantu izincwadi zokuthi behambe bethole izithupha babe bengalazi into ezenelela abangalabazali babe bebancedise osobhuku
kodwa kuyanceda
abanye baya bebenenhlanhla bethole kuyasokuthiyana ngokuthi wena ukhulume njani lohlupho lwakho lwalokuyaukwenza ukuthi wena ungabi lasithupha luhlupho bani
hayi siyakuzwa mamoya sibongile kakhulu khona ngapho-ke ebubi ungadinelwa kusasa mama so that was mamoyo she's in bubi she's saying that you know the problem is there are too many regulations in getting these IDs so those regulations must be relaxed and she says many people don't have money so for you to actually get a birth certificate or ID card you need to travel to the RG's office and those offices according to her they're too far you know but then she says, at times, crawl heads play a crucial role in this kind of exercise. So they write letters and do all those kind of things. But some people don't get them, but others do.
Rikaiti mbwende kuna mkoma ziwana e metu variku epo ethuku. Makadi mkoma ziwana e?
Inofora magadini.
Ayo watiripo. Mkatu zori chichanga chifamba se chirungwa che ku tora magwaro e chiku epo ethuku.
Vagari vemuepwete havana kuchitambira nemufaro nekuti kuuya kwaita chirongwa mumusha medu zvatiita kuti tisununguke nekuti mari yataifanira kubhadhara kombi tichienda kundoita chirongwa ichi kutaoni imari yatabvisirwa naizvozvo hatina kutambira chirongwa ichi nemufaro nekuti miripo iri kudiwa kuti uwane gwaro rekuzvarwa naro kana kuti uwane chitupa miripo iyi hatikwanisi kuibhadhara epuweti yakasiyana nenzvimbo dzakaita kunge vana kuwadzana mufakose kambuzuma kana borodio nekuti iri ranga riri purazi rakanga riri methodist but vanhu vaigaramo vakawanda methodist yakazodhonita purazi iri so vanhu varipo vazhinji varombo ende maforeiners zvavati maforena zvitupa zvavo zvakanyorwa kuti alien zvanyorwa kuti alien maalien haabvumidzi kuti avhote vanofanira kuti vachinjise zvitupa zvavo vapuwe zvakanyorwa kuti citizen
angachiti havavhote ndianapa
chavo chinyorwe
mutemo unenge wangu wava kuti vaakukwanisa kuvhota takataura namai makarau vachitiwo mutemo unoti munokwanisa kuvhota but vamudede vanga vambotaurawo kuti havavhote asi mai makarau vacho vezeki ndo vanoita zvesarudzo vari kuti varikunzi maaliens yavanokwanisa kuvhota asi tichambotaura kuna mai chipundevha vapedzisa henyu
ndanga ndiripo padombo ramwari nhasi nenguva dzahafazi 7 mangwanani uyu ndomubvunzo wandatanga kuvhunza vekwaregistra general vanga varipo ndichiti chitupa chakanzi alien chinozobvumidzwa here kuvhota vakati aiwa maringe nebumbiro remutemo munhu anobvumidzwa kuvhota chizvarwa chezimbabwe saka kana chitupa chako chakanyorwa kuti alien zvakutoreva kuti uri mutorwa naizvozvo haugoni kuti uvhote uchishandisa chitupa ichocho unofanira kuti uchichenjise upiwe chakanzi chizvarwa chezimbabwe that is CID kubva ndabvunza ndikati kana ndichida kuchinjisa chitupa chakanzi alien chinzi citizen ndinobhadhara mari zvikanzi unofanira kubhadhara $50 inova mari isingagoni kuti inzi ingafungidzirwa kuti ingawanikwa nemugari wemunzvimbo yeapwet munovawo mandinobva
orait imbobatai makadaro vamhetu imbobatai makadaro mai chipunde vavha
oi
mai chipunde vavha
ndirikunzwai
tiri kutaura nenyaya yemaaliens ai nekuti ndakabvunza mai makarau nemusi wechishanu kuti zvinofamba sei nekuti vamudede vanga vamboti havakwanisi kuvhota mai makarau vakati aiwa vanobvumidzwa kuvhota ndo zviri mubumbiro remutemo vamhetu vari kuti nhasi ndaenda ndabvunza vanhu vekuregistra general vari kuti kuhofisi yavamudede vari kuti handikwanisi kuvhota ndofanira kubhadhira $50
isi ndo zvitaa takanyora tichiti izvi dzenyaya dzokuvhota dai dzasiyirwa Zimbabwe Electoral Commission kuitira kwaisaita maconflict messages neinformation saka zvava zvakanaka kuti dai paita zeki inopa mamessages nepublicity yeinformation iyeyi nokuti patova neconfusion kuti vezeki vanoti vanokwanisa kuvhota sezvatoziva pamumbiro wemutemo kuti ndo maraiti nekugadziriswa kwazvakaitwa asi tonzwawo futi ofisi yekwarg vachiga vachakwanisa kuvhota saka sava takakurudzira kuti dai zvese zvine to do with election zvangotaurwa nezimbabwe electoral commission pasaita confusion uku kwavamudede dai vatisiyirawo zvenyaya dzokuvhota idzi nezvekodzero dzekuvhota kuzeki kuti pasaita confusion iyoyi ende kuzobhadharisa vanhu mari yacho iyoyo its well above the reach of many zimbabwans havakwanisi kubhadhara $50 vanhu havasiri pamabhakatiro vanotengesa pamusika havakwanisi kuwana mari yacho iyoyiyi vekuti vangabhadhara zvitupa izvo izvi saka kana gavhumenti iri sincere kuti vanhu vavhote vibva zvisina kuita discrimination zvikuru iwo vanhu vanonzi maaliens athink dai zvangogadziriswa kuti dai rapiwawo zviri pachena kana kuti dai vapa prize iri reasonablewo zvayo pane kuti zvibve zvadhuriswa kudaro as a result zvinoshaya meaning nokuti vanhu vacho vanenge vakatagita kuti vange vachiwana maids acho havakwanisi kana kuti vazvichinje kana kuti vazvigadzirise
tinotenda sikuru vamhetu pedzisa henyu ngoti nguva yedu ndoyadyanani
ndokupedzisa ndichiti kupiwa magwaro ekuzvarwa nawo pamwe chete nenyaya yekurejista kuvhota hazvizi zvinhu zvingaparadzi zvingapatsanurwa naizvozvo tinokumbira varita makarawo kuti vaburise press statement sezvavakaita vachigadzirisa vamudede pavakanga vakamboti vane zvitupa zverati havakwanisi kuvhota paizvino ngavaburise press statement ichitaura kuti vanhu vane zvitupo zvakanzi alien havasi kuzorambidzwa kuvhota nekuti vakanyarara manje isusu tinenge takugara tiri pakati pekutya kwekusaiziva kuti tichabvumidzwa here kuzopinda tichapiwa here kodzero yekuvhota kana kuti kwete chechipiri chatishungurudza pazuva ranhasi inyaya yematendulas anodiwa isusu tiri kuti kana munhu akarasha chitupa panguva iyi yavari kutenderera vachitoresa zvitupa kusviramiswa 30 November munhu nemunhu anoda chitupa ngaatoreswe pachena munhu nemunhu anoda gwaro rokuzvarwa naro ngaatoreswe pachena kana musi wa30 November wapfuura wozotanga havo kuchaja $10 nema$5 atiri kunzwa chekupedzisira chimwe chandanga ndichida kutaura ndechekuti kana munhu aenda achida chitupa asi aine birth certificate refu riya kosei vachizoti ngauye nechitupa chababa vake kana chamai vake kana birth ramai vake iro zita ramai vake nababa vake riripo pabirth certificate raanenge aenda naro kuti andotora chitupa tine vazhinji vadzorwa nhasi vachida kutora zvitupa vane mabirth certificate marefu vachinzi hatikupii kana usina kuuya nechimwe chitupa chine senemu yakafanana nesenemu yako
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamhetu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
tinokutendai zvakanzi zvave tinokutendai
That's a poet resident there, Zwanai Metu. Gibbs.
Yes, Robert, okay, who shepherd, love a blessing to him. Baba Shepherd, Wunjan.
Hey, Wunjan, Robert.
It's Pilia cool. I would join a good to listen to Palavuti, Ulwanaja. So, what do you think about the executive? So much $10 per use Pumanzima paid. You having a
coin? $10 in my living, Zimbabwe. What is it on a city? So, the regular cooling as well as the end of it. What am I going to do? No, I don't want to change the rules to buy me passport. You can't get into the school of Apple. So, I want to change that with the job. Nothing I keep in my young court.
So much is there with the job, Nunza. So that was Mr. Shepherd. He says he tried to get a birth certificate for his nephew, but you know, he was told to pay $10 because the birth certificate that he was having or holding was actually handwritten, so they wanted a computerized one. So I suppose then to pay $10, and he said I didn't have the money.
Let's go to Mrs. Rindai Chifunde Vava. Your last word.
We are very affordable. No, could be some restrictive. We are good to wound the best at this case. We are a guru. We are a guru. We are a good witness. That process is much easier. May could have synchronized, made back. No, could have coordinated my messages. I would pass out my conflicting messages. Otherwise, it is like one hand is giving and another one is taking. Snow Paku to Jite, no, so. What we need to do is to motivate people pangua ino. Saka that's why GPC is a civil society organization. Zeki, no more ari koko tefe chine basa. Eta chikunu ziravanu kutivaende wane maijiz vasina wakarasa uyeje. Registration is itangisa wanu uenda in numbers ni kutinjo opportunity ya kia wanazwa uzukwanisa kubota.
Tunotenda shukuru. Mrs. Chiriedenga, your last word.
Okay,
thank you so much, Mr. Ellen Shiriedenga of the MDC, led by Professor Washman Ngube, and also the director of the Zimbabwe Election Support Network, Mrs. Rindai Chifunde Vava. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, our callers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our crew behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe. Bye-bye.